Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
The Lights Work. Hello, and welcome back to The Lights Work. This is Grace, and I am here, as always, with my very dusty friend, Anas. How are you doing tonight, Anas?
I'm doing well. Yes, very dusty indeed, but glad to, what do they say? Dust off the dust? Is that a saying? How do you take off
brush the, off the dust?
Brush off the dust, yeah. and come out into the light. And yeah, it's fun that we're back here. And we are now in season two. We are in season two.
Yes, we are officially in season two of The Wheel of Time. And yeah, we did have a very dusty week last week for the premiere.
Yes.
We took a trip out to Utah. I don't know, would you say Utah itself is dusty? I feel like it kind of is a little bit, like tumbleweed and stuff.
Yeah.
Although we didn't see any tumbleweed,
no.
Which I'm disappointed about.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no, you're right. But yeah, no, it was good to be out at the inn, do some live shows, watch the premiere, watch the first three episodes. Just fun to be in company with wonderful people. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it was really special. You know, you and I have talked about how much the Dusty Wheel means to us and how it was sort of our welcoming into the fandom was to be part of live chat there. And so 3 years later, after watching countless episodes and being in chat countless times, to actually visit the inn was pretty cool.
Yeah, to be
there in person to celebrate and to hang out with not just the innkeeper, but quite a few other fans in a small group to watch together, which was really, I thought, really amazing. Have you ever done a watch party like that before, like in person with friends?
No, not really. So yeah, that was definitely a highlight, you know, just watching with people and then discussing. And yeah, it was, you know, it's hard to process, you know, when you have like three episodes and the experience and then now like looking forward to the next episode. So yeah, it's I think once the season is over is when probably I think will be the time to kind of just revisit everything and process. Yeah, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm still processing too, you know, between the three episodes at once, doing all the live reaction stuff with other people around, not really having a chance to be alone, plus add like jet lag and minimal sleep.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I don't feel like I've fully processed everything. But yeah, watching with other people was really special. I don't usually watch anything important with anyone else. And if
right.
I do, I like swear them to be silent the whole time. Like, do not ask me a single question. Like, we're just going to watch this and then ask questions later.
Yeah.
So watching with a group, I was a little bit nervous about, but it was really cool to watch with other Wheel of Time fans. And I think it actually made the experience more enjoyable.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, and it was fine that, you know, not everybody was completely silent, but that was okay. Because it was people having reactions or like squeeing or, you know.
It wasn't just talking over it, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't talking over it. It was like all related to what was happening. And,
yeah,
and that was really special.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, it was great. Yeah, for sure. We are going to be talking kind of tangentially about the three episodes. So, you know, I guess spoilers for season two, episode one, two, and three.
Yes.
Going forward. But we're going to. So, what are we doing? What are we doing tonight?
Yes. So, definitely full spoilers for episodes one through three. But we are going to be talking mostly about the fandom's reactions. So, that's sort of our plan. And last time, our last episode, we discussed what we predicted the fandom's reactions would be for episodes 1 through 3. So today we're going to talk about whether any of our predictions were right, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of our other favorite fandom reactions from this past week. Mm-hmm. And then I think going forward for each episode that airs, we will talk in general more about the fandom's reactions. So we won't be doing a lot of prediction necessarily going forward, but just sort of reacting to the reactions, if you will.
Yeah, no, totally.
So the first thing that we predicted or tried to predict was when people were actually going to watch the show. And that very quickly became an old, I don't know how you want to
a
say
moot
it.
Point,
like
really.
Outdated information, because at the time we thought it was going to air at 3 a.m. Eastern, but then it changed to 8 p.m. Eastern. You had been thinking people were going to watch on Friday night because of that, but then ultimately we were completely wrong and it changed because the time changed.
Yeah, no, it kind of what it was in season one. And so a lot of people were able to watch as soon as it came out and react. Some people did, you know, have to wait until Friday, but I'm glad it worked out. You know, again, anytime it comes out, there will be, you know, conflicting times for different people, but I think a lot of people did get to watch it when it came out, at least people that I saw reacting to it right away. So that was just it was good to see.
Yeah, and shout out to all the people that are making reaction videos, because there are so many that are already out there or that were out on like Friday or Saturday, and just like, wow, you all are amazing and you put so much work into these things. And like, I edited a, how long was that video that we just released? Like 2 minutes, maybe? It's like a 2 minute video of people's plans for the premiere. And like, that took me like 2 days to edit the way I wanted it to be. So y'all who make those video reactions so quickly, you're amazing to me.
Yeah, no, too much content is a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. Have you watched any of the reaction videos yet?
I have not. I will, you know, the next few days leading up to episode 4. But yeah, no, I have not yet.
Okay, gotcha. So the second thing that we tried to predict was what was the very first thing people were going to talk about after episode 3? So like, what was that first thing that would be discussed on the live streams or just after turning off the episode? I had said there would be a cliffhanger and that it would be Egwene getting collared.
Right.
Do you remember what you said?
I use some of my foretelling or Min's viewings or Elfin skills. And I said someone will die in episode 3.
Yeah.
You know who died? That lionfish died, but in episode 2. Yeah.
Poor lionfish, R.I.P. Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a theme throughout this episode, because you had some really, like, if I didn't know better, I would have thought maybe you got some like pre-screenings. But I know you wouldn't.
But do you know better? Do you know better?
Oh God, no! Don't like destroy my whole worldview here. First of all, that you would want to be spoiled. Second of all, that you would lie.
Have you seen the reaction of the Udo scene online and my reaction to it?
You have no reaction. So there's more evidence that maybe you did already see it. But like, no, you wouldn't lie about that, I don't think. And also, you don't want to be spoiled.
An innkeeper never lies, but the truth he does.
Okay, all right. Don't make me question myself. Anyway. Yes, you got it right. Someone died, and that is definitely the first thing everybody talked about.
Shaunchan Shoulder died. Rando Shaunchan died.
Are we still going to be in denial over this? Is that how this is going to work? Will Uno survive season 2? Yes.
Oh, we can't never ask that again.
We can never ask that again. And someone posted in our Discord today that they're like forever haunted by that question.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is evidence in the fact that that was a question that we asked so many times. Like, obviously, it was something people thought was going to happen. I think based on the image we got in like the trailer of them pushing him onto his knees. Like, you knew something bad was going to happen.
We didn't know he's going to get pushed further.
Yeah, so I think that was the thing. Like, a lot of people expected it, but a lot of people didn't expect that.
I expected level. So much, but even not that.
No, not that. Like, I think you turned to me and you were like, couldn't have just been like a beheading or something.
Yeah, it was like if they decapitated and his head was rolling the ground, I would have been fine. Like, compared to it.
I wouldn't have been fine.
No, but I mean, like, because I was ready for that. Yes, I had already prepared myself for that.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the comical one that we thought maybe we could.
Yeah, and this actually sort of overlaps with another thing that we're going to talk about, which is what did we think people might riot about?
Yeah.
And so one of the comical alternate endings for Uno that we talked about was like having some kind of Shan-Chan creature, like a Grom, like just bite his head off.
So the way it would work would be like, you don't see the Grom before. The Grom would appear just in that scene, bite the head off and run away, and you never see it again. And you just see like,
Fantastic storytelling.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it'd be. This. It'd be like, hey, here's your Shan-Chan creature, which you wanted, but we only have budget for like 3 seconds. So it like runs, Suroth, Lady Suroth does like a Grom motion and the Grom runs on.
The Grom fingernail twitch.
Yeah, exactly. And the Grom runs on and, you know, and it doesn't even like run back. It just like keeps running the same way, takes the bite mid run and keeps going. Yeah.
That would have been so much better. Oh god. But no, we didn't get any Shan-Chan creatures.
Or just devours him. That way we don't have to see anything. That would have been even more perfect.
And then we can pretend he's still alive in the belly of the Grom forever.
Well, he could like, you know, cut himself out of the Grom like in episode 4. That could have happened. Yeah.
We could still hold on to hope. Yeah. No, actually I think it's probably good. I mean, it was gratuitous, but it's probably good that we know for sure that he's...
Wait, Nynaeve can't heal that? Okay.
It will help us with, you know, get closure.
Okay.
He's no coming back.
Well, is he not?
Mm. Okay, we'll get to that too.
Okay.
So I did say though, if Uno dies, that we would get some kind of tweet that was just Uno in capital letters with like a bunch of sobbing emojis all the way until the tweet limit. Did you see anyone post anything
so.
Like that?
I saw a lot of like curse tweets with Uno. Because he definitely curses, yeah.
Yeah, I saw some flaming Uno bloody Nomesta.
Yeah.
I saw like a lot of people quoting his quote from the show. But yeah, I didn't see any Uno with sobbing faces, so I'm going to tweet that right now, actually. It needs good. To be done.
Yeah. Is that what you were working on? Yeah.
That's what I was laughing about earlier. Good, yeah. Good. It's good quite job. Funny to put that many sobbing faces.
Yes. Good.
Yes. All right. So it should be posted now. So enjoy, everyone.
Yeah.
So we also talked about, like, would that thing be the thing that people are completely losing it over? Or would there be something else that people just kept talking about, like, for the next week or so? Like, what would keep coming up? What would people be in disbelief about how awesome it was, or just, like, losing their mind? So I said sets, costumes, and channeling. Okay. And
yeah, a lot of people were like, whoa, this is an upgrade on all counts. And those were the things, right? Costumes were awesome. Sets were awesome. The channeling looked great. And, you know, we had, you know, a teaser trailer showing that stuff. And it shined in the 3 episodes for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say people are losing it over that stuff.
But they're recognizing
But they're excited that. About it.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely recognizing that, wow, it looks so good. I said we finally see Lan as the best fighter, him doing his two swords, flip kick, and fire sword. Well, I guess people are losing it over that.
Yeah, just not in the way you thought.
Exactly.
Yeah,
not in
so
the way
true.
I was being sarcastic. We finally see Lan as the best fighter. Like, that was sarcastic.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a lot of debate over should Lan have been that bad at fighting the Fates. I actually saw a really great, I just thought of it now, there was a tweet thread. Somebody went back through the books and found every fight scene with Fates and how it was described. And they are described as pretty difficult enemies.
Yeah,
even for Lan, even for Aiel.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I think I personally also thought Lan should have done better. I think it was just that he was sliced and diced more than I would have liked. I think it would have made sense that if he had trouble, you know, beating Two Fates or killing Two Fates, but the fact that, you know, he was so bloodied throughout that fight. And they were trying to show something, and I think they succeeded in doing that. But he did kill Two Fates, so that is, if you go canonically from the books, killing Two Fates is very few people can do that.
Agreed. And I wanted to make another comment on that, but it's spoilery, so I'm not going to. I definitely did not predict that would be a debate people would be having. Like, is it because the bond is broken? Should he still be able to fight well?
Right.
That kind of thing. That was not something I predicted. Do you think there was something that the fandom actually was really losing it over and just kept talking about constantly?
Well, I mean, I think maybe the Uno thing, you know, a lot of Uno, you know, Rafe, how could you, like, kind of stuff. I mean, you mentioned it here, right? Nynaeve's testing and the fact that we got that episode and the cold open and how it all worked out within that, for sure. I think that was probably the strongest part of maybe the three episodes and in terms of a plot point and how it worked out. So yeah, again, did people lose it? I think the people lost it over Uno, to be honest, just because of the nature of how it went down.
Yeah, and I don't think people, I've seen a lot of very passionate Nynaeve tweets, but I don't know that everybody's losing it over her testing.
Just happy it was done so well, you know?
Yeah, I think people are really happy with it and they're just like finding all sorts of interesting things in it. And I think they were very, people have had a really strong emotional reaction to it because there were some really like painful, difficult moments to watch for her. That's definitely something I've seen people really reacting to. The next thing that we asked was, what character do we think people are going to be the most obsessed with? You said Rand/Yelsha.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's true?
Not really, I would say. I think people have liked Rand and Yelsha, but I don't know if they have been obsessed with him. You said Leandrin and Kate Fleetwood, and definitely people have been really impressed by the character arc that we're seeing and all of that. Yeah, for sure. That is definitely, you know, people have been, you know, talking a lot about that.
Yeah, definitely a lot of Kate Leandrin obsession. I also had guessed Ishamael, and that
I don't think we have seen that.
No, I was expecting a lot of thirst for Daddy Ishi, but that really hasn't been a thing. Who do we think people have been obsessed with?
I think Elayne. I think there's been a lot of Elayne kind of, you know, like, whoa, Elayne's perfect, you know. I think there's a poll Innkeeper Hatch put out in terms of, you know, which character has kind of grabbed you in terms of new characters, and I think Elayne won that by almost 50%. I think that was one that most people really liked. And, you know, if you talk about obsessions, you know, who has the biggest obsession, both in the fandom and as a character who is obsessed with people or a person, I think Celine is definitely one that people have. They've been, you know, that's been going on in the background for a while, and it, that's another one definitely that we've seen.
Yeah. I think another new character that I've seen a lot of obsessing over, in particular thirst obsessing over, is Massima. I mean, we knew that he was going to be hot. You know, he's been called Hot Sima by the fandom, but we didn't expect that amazing of a fight scene with him.
Yeah, shirtless spinning, killing Massima, you know?
And then, like, somehow also putting his armor on while fighting, too. Yeah. Like, wow. Yeah, there was a lot of thirsting and obsessing over that. And just new characters in general. And I don't know if it's just because they're new and it's exciting, but a lot of people are really excited over Tomas, and also who we now lovingly call Horny Adelaus.
Yeah. There's a levity that maybe was missing from season one. Because I'm trying to think, like, I think other than Matt, certain Matt lines, I don't think there was anything funny in season one. And maybe someone out there can correct me, but I don't think there was any point where there was like, oh, that's like, that is in there, a dialogue or something like that to make us laugh. And there was a lot of that in the first three episodes. You can almost go as far as to say, like, pretty much anything that Adelaus said was in some way funny, both from a characterization standpoint and just how she was approaching certain things. I think people have liked the new characters for the most part.
You're so right about the humor thing. There were a lot of really funny moments. Like, I'm thinking of a few in the tower with Egwene,
right,
Alana, Elaine. Like, there's definitely a lot more humor this season, which is a nice touch.
And it's well done
something
too,
that I predicted. Exactly.
It's well done too, for sure. People have, you know, obsessed, but, you know, when they have talked about this, it seemed that they're obsessed about it. It's Bail Domon and the fact that we got him and how long we got him. So,
I don't think enough people are talking about that. Yeah. That was like that was the only time that I like audibly squeed.
I mean,
during the first three episodes,
the way the way they, like, there's a person standing with their back turned, a hat, just like, what an entrance, right? Like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, who is this person? Like, what is going on here? And I'm like, wait, they're doing like a Bail Domon entrance? What the heck?
It was so, like, the way that it like dawned on us gradually was so perfect. Like, oh, it's in someone from Ilion. They're here to trade with you. And then like all of everything finally just like clicked. And I was like, oh, it's Bail Domon. And we got so much of him too.
Oh, so good.
That was a long scene. And that just like set the tone for me.
I mean, he had a Quindiar broken seal. Like, it was... He mentioned his boat. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah. More people. Can we get more Bail Domon love on the timeline, everyone? Yeah. We need that.
Yeah.
We also asked, who do we think people are going to ship? Do you remember what you answered for that?
Oh, I said Ishii Surath. Yeah.
No one's shipping them.
well, not yet. Well, not yet.
Oh, okay. You think they still might?
Well, they haven't done anything other than like... Ishii only has eyes for Perrin. So maybe I should have said Ishii and Perrin.
Ishii and Perrin. That was a very intimate scene they had together.
I mean, literally, he only had... Like, didn't he, like, hold his face?
Or when, like, he was making him drink the water, maybe. Yeah. there is some Ishii Perrin love, isn't there?
Yeah.
Also, I just feel like Alwyn kind of stole the show, so I don't really even care about Surath anymore. Like, I'm all team Alwyn. Like, she was so
Alwyn
good.
Surath?
No. Leave Surath out of this.
Okay.
Alwyn Uno, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Short-lived, but passionate, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I said Matt and Min, which I think...
I mean...
People aren't shipping them, like, romantically, but people are enjoying them together.
Yeah. I mean, I liked how they addressed it, like, twice. It's like, wait, are you seducing me? Like... Yeah. Or like this isn't gonna happen. Like it was well done in the sense of that this is probably like one of the first thoughts fans might have, and they're like, no, this is not happening. And I think, didn't we say that, like, we or something like that? I don't know. But that was definitely there. Yeah.
I had also predicted Perrin and the Shannarans, or like
Perrin did make Uno. Perrin did make Uno laugh. You know.
That's true. He did. Yeah. And there was that scene between Perrin and Ingtar that was pretty intense.
Yeah.
But I didn't get, like, romance vibes from any of that.
It was more like, I want to kill Patton Fain. That's all
it was. It's like a confession.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anybody in the fandom, like, ship. It wasn't enough to ship them, I don't think.
I don't think there's been too many shipping ships.
Yeah, have you seen any shipping comments?
Not yet, you know.
The only one I've seen, and just from a few people, was Egwene and Elaine. So the scene, especially of them sitting down and drinking together, somebody had said like, oh, look at the way she smiles at her, like they're totally girlfriends or something like that. So that was not something I expected and not something I really
I still don't see it. Even now. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't agree with it, but I can see how people would enjoy that, you know.
Yeah, like yeah, no, of course.
Tale of Two Cities kind of things, you know, people coming from different backgrounds.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so the next question was, what do we think will be the most discussed theory or prediction?
Yeah, what did you say?
I said I thought the plotline of Kyrian and Swan and Moraine and how they get there and what Rand does and when is the party.
Right.
I thought that that would be something people were talking about, but that's definitely not what people are talking about.
No, not really. People are just waiting for it. They're not really talking about how. I said the Celine plotline. And, you know, what are the Forsaken doing? And people are kind of talking about what, you know, what is she doing and, like, what's the big plan? I don't think there's too much theorizing about Celine. She's having fun.
No.
She's living her best life.
We're having fun.
We're having fun. Yeah, exactly. they are. So I don't think there's too much discussion happening there. People are just waiting for something to happen. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen that either. Although I think some people have been like, what is Ishamael doing with Perrin?
Right. There's
been a little bit of speculation around that. But the thing I've seen the most theorizing and analyzing is, what is Leandrin's plan?
Yeah. And Leandrin's like in many. So what's Leandrin doing with Nynaeve? What's Leandrin doing with Min? What's Leandrin doing with Matt? What's Leandrin's son? Is the son actually real?
Is she good or bad?
Yeah, exactly.
What are her motivations?
I tried to think, you know, is she actually Black Aja, or is she becoming Black Aja? Like, you know, like, is she almost there, you know, that kind of thing. Although that's not how the Black Aja works, so she can't be almost there. So yeah, there's so many like Leandrin questions, like, did she actually care about Nynaeve and all these things, or is it only power? For sure, I think it's one of the most talked about things. And it ties into a lot of the other things, like, where are Min and Matt going?
Yeah, is she the one who's had, has she had the most interaction with the most people, like, in of the main characters?
Yeah, Matt, Min, Nynaeve, Egwene. Shariam, Alana.
Yeah, she's been everywhere.
Yeah, she's talked to every White Tower character that we've seen.
Yeah.
She's talked to them. Yeah.
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 That's definitely not something I expected,
no.
But I'm happy. I mean, Kate is amazing, so.
I think they're doing something here that is, it's working. It's working.
Yes.
Definitely.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one where you had the foretelling, I think, because we asked, what do we think will be the most memed image? And literally, like, again, word for word, you were like, well, I don't know if we'll see this, but, you know, if we do get, like, Lanfear making a sinister face or, like, a brooding face, that one will be memed. And, of course, it has been memed a lot. I don't know what you would call that, like the crazy eyes moment.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The crazy eyes moment.
I'll kill you.
The snarling. If you ever leave me again, I will kill you.
It was so good. Yeah, Natasha, like in that moment, like that sort of twitch with the like in the way her eyes look is like, wow. Okay, there we're seeing Lanfear.
It was pretty good. I mean, I have to say, I've seen like 4 different faces that she's made. She would look young, she would look old, she would look actually happy and, you know, enjoying herself, predatory, sad, contemplative, brooding, evil. Like, it's...
Okay, that's way more than 4.
I know, that's right. She did all of that. And she conveyed all of those things. So yeah, thank you. I think, was it Lord Metcalfe who?
It was Lord Metcalfe. He made a meme template of like
the smiling Celine.
Smiling.
We should talk about our favorite meme here now that we are talking about this.
I mean, that was definitely, at least as far as a template goes, that was one of my favorites. But did you have a favorite meme that you saw someone make?
Yeah, I saw two. And again, they're both Lord Matt Cotton ones. It is, what's his name? Matt in his coat, kind of like squatting down and talking to Nynaeve's daughter.
Oh,
and he's throwing, there's dice that he's throwing. And he's like, I know you're six, but still, want a dice? I mean,
nice.
I feel like there can be... many more that can be made with this template, but the fact that I saw this one and it just made me happy that yes, that hand motion is definitely a dice throwing hand motion.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
until you just pointed that out. But for sure, it is.
Yeah, and okay. The other one.
What was the other one?
I mean, the other one is, you know, like the Lanfear one, and I can't actually. Find it. I mean, the easy one is, you know, is Selene and then Lanfear. But there was another one that I thought I saw.
Oh yeah, he did another one.
Yeah.
And I can't remember it now.
I think something like "Good morning, love," and then the other one is "I will cut you." You know.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just it's definitely the one that I think we'll see more and more of, and. I think there'll be more to come from that. Yes. What was your what did you think would be memed a lot? Elaine, I think you said Elaine.
I thought Elaine would be memed a lot. I saw a lot of images. Yeah, I don't. She hasn't been memed, but there's a lot of just like her gifs or like her smiling. Yeah,
the
and GIF like
where she's like when she sees her room and it's like empty. And she just smiles and says, okay, well, there goes all my stuff, you know, that realization. Yeah. And then that she didn't actually she wasn't incredulous. She was just like, okay, accepting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also a good one that was like, season two, more trauma, more blood, more fighting, more this, and then like darker. And then Elaine like has this big smile on her face.
Yeah.
But no, the one that really caught my attention that I didn't think would be memed, and I don't think really has widely been memed, but it's the image of Egwene meeting with Alana, which was one of my favorite humorous moments, was when Egwene sits down to meet with Alana and tries to kind of copy the way she's sitting, and it's awkward. And someone on Twitter, Astorale Sedai, put that picture up with the caption, "Footage of me trying to act natural in social interactions."
I didn't see that.
That's I really like that one because, it's so relatable. So we definitely, you predicted that, but I didn't really. So, and I still think it's still early. Like when we're recording this, it's the Monday after the episode's dropped. So we have a few more days until episode 4. So I think we'll still see more memes coming up over the next few days.
Yeah.
It's just not really clear yet, like what the most memed thing is going to be.
Yeah, no, for sure.
What was the next thing? What will be the, I definitely didn't have this on my episode 1-3 bingo card moment.
And I was like Loyal being like, guys, hurry up. that didn't happen. Although it could have, where when everyone was bowing, he bowed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He could have been like, Baron, hurry, bow, hurry up. Like, what are you doing? Like that could have happened. Because the others, you know, were like, hey, like, this is not worth it. We just saw what happened to Uno. So, yeah.
And I had Lyanna kissing Nynaeve on the cheek, I think. I don't know. I was thinking maybe something would happen with her testing you know, whatever. But what I should have said was Leandrin slapping Nynaeve. Is that I definitely wasn't expecting.
No. Yeah, I felt that slap, yeah.
Yeah. Was there something that you definitely didn't expect that you saw?
Well, I mean, I didn't expect to see Tam or Natty Cawthon.
Yes. Yeah. That was one thing I was thinking of asking you, like, what are you so glad was not spoiled for you? before the season, and that is one thing I was so glad.
Yeah,
I had no idea. They did a really good job, like, keeping that under wraps, mm-hmm. that we would see Tam and Natty. Yeah. That was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
So we also tried to predict what hashtags we would get, which I feel like is really hard. And after looking through a lot of tweets today, there really weren't any hashtags other than the Wheel of Time or Twitter of Time.
Yeah. No.
Did you see any hashtags?
Not really. No. I thought even there weren't enough Uno ones too. And that might just be because of spoilers or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, there have been a few. There is like a campaign going on right now to get Uno to come back as a hero of the horn. Yeah. And so I've seen like something like, was it Blow for Uno or Uno for Hero or something? Yeah. There were a few different
but
Uno
nothing
ones.
That's, I've seen like, I said like something like an Avi Flip, Avi Stab, Golden Eyes. I think we'll still see those. I think there's still stand a chance. There were some the one you came up with some min-mat shipping hashtags. And
there were hashtags?
Not on social, like not on Twitter. But I felt like there was on the Premiere Guide on stream in chat, there was a time when a lot of people were coming up with their names.
Yes, you're right. Like when we were talking about it, there were a lot in chat. Some of them were really funny. Yeah. I think one of them like was like like a man Farthon or something.
Yeah.
It's like really some of them were really funny.
I feel like Joe came up with something like Cowshaw or I forget what it was, but there's some good ones there for sure.
Mint. There was
Mint. Yeah, Brian came up with Mint. Yeah, I think. Yeah. What about most true to the books moment? What did you think? What did you say there?
I think I was right with this one. I feel like I won this one because I said
you were broad. You just went something in the White Tower.
but
that's like me saying something like the accepted test. I mean,
yeah, okay. I didn't say a specific scene, but I knew that events in the White Tower would be book.
Yeah.
Adjacent. Yeah. And for me, the one that felt the most like the books was Alana teaching the novices around the table.
Has that happened?
I felt like it doesn't happen in the books, but I feel like it was very, it just made me feel like I was in the books.
Yeah, sure. I agree with that. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole White Tower, I felt like was very, really well done. For sure. Yeah. I said door draw. We kind of knew that. There's something about, you know, the way Ingtar was like, you know, opened his mouth.
Who would do this?
Yeah. And then who would do this to a Fade? There was the flies moment. There was the person in the window. So that whole sequence was very book heavy.
Yeah.
And then I said the very introduction and how she would be like, so the dragon, right? She kind of did that.
Okay, fine. Now I'm realizing I did not win this one. But whatever. It's fine.
Okay.
It's
we can have, and I personally have, you know, some reservations with how, you know, with Varin and how she said that, and maybe wasn't like the books, but kind of did the same thing.
Pretty close.
Yeah, it kind of did the same thing. She was like, so it was one of those boys you brought back last year, right? Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. The dragon. You know who it is. Cool.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So let me help you out. and Moraine's like, can I trust you? No.
No, that's pretty spot on. Again, like, not fully convinced you hadn't seen them ahead of time, but that's okay.
I saw a version of it, a Mirror World version of it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. next one wasn't really a fandom prediction. It was more like what we were excited to see.
Yeah.
And I said Donal Finn's performance, and he definitely did not let me down.
Yeah.
I thought he was fantastic as Matt, as I knew he would be.
Yeah. I do want him to, like, stop crying and, like, stop being, like, being sad about stuff and just, like, I generally don't think of Matt as someone who gets like sad and like you know that kind of in the books or like thinks about stuff like that. He needs to get new clothes. I think that's what he needs. I think once he gets new clothes, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I have it. Okay, here's my issue. They had time to steal two horses. They had time to steal food. Why couldn't Matt have stolen new clothes from somewhere? Like, yeah, he has to be very...
This is Grace's rant, by the way.
Like, if it were me, yeah, okay, food, probably the most important thing. But immediately after that on my list, especially having been in that same thing for like a year.
So Matt, like, I would... Do you think next year at Beltane you'll be wearing the same clothes? No way. A year goes by, like, he's wearing the same clothes.
Get some new clothes. Like, Min already turned you down, but if you really want to try to have a chance, you need some like nice, not smelly clothes.
Maybe his small clothes are like, he changed his small clothes.
Maybe Leandrin supplied him with like, exactly, endless fresh underwear. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think he will. I think he will stop crying. I think they need to bridge season one Matt with season two Matt. And season one Matt was darker and also like left his friends behind.
Yeah.
So I think they're still working through that process. And I think it would be jarring if he didn't care or wasn't sad or didn't feel bad about himself, which a lot of it is like caused by Leandrin's kind of verbal abuse to him anyway. But I think he will recover from that, and I think we'll see more of the grinning, you know, fun Matt.
For sure. So we said I said new performances, so Sura, Dane, and Celine. We didn't get those ones that I may have mentioned, but we, you know, the ones that we did get did not disappoint.
Yeah for sure.
What about riots? We said, will there be any riots? And you said no Aludra.
I did. I said no Aludra, and there was no Aludra riot. I think.
But there was Aludra fireworks.
There were Aludra fireworks, so I think people are not rioting because they're thinking maybe we will get Aludra, the fireworks means that she's there.
Yeah. I said people will riot. How awesome Gawain is. I'm holding out on that.
You think they will still riot over that?
Yeah.
Okay.
People are writing over, you know, Uno and him being a hero of the horn. Yeah.
I was going to say, if there have been any riots, which there haven't really been that many, it's either over Uno or over Lan's fighting. Maybe over the Lan and Moraine thing.
But I think a lot of people are still waiting.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to decide that you're going to riot after only three episodes. Kind of have to wait till the season's over.
And to their credit, in some way, like, that was happening in the first two episodes, and we didn't get any of that in episode three. So, like, you're left with this aftertaste of, whoa, accepted as Nynaeve, oh, Uno. I kind of didn't like Lan and Moraine, but, like, that's an episode ago, so I don't remember it as well. So, it's worked out well, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
So along those same lines, though, we were trying to predict if there would be something controversial that would come up, like a decision, maybe a change in the storyline that people would be like, no, this doesn't work.
I'm going to go ahead and say I think I got this.
Sort of. Not exactly.
I did. I think, okay, I think Lan loves Moraine. Moraine's like, no, I don't. I don't love you. Go away.
That's way an oversimplification of what's happening.
That's literally like, what's happening. It's like, he's like, I made food for you, and you come eat with me. And she's like, just give me the food and leave in my room. And he's like, just make sure my saddle doesn't like fall apart. And he's like, what are you keeping from me? Yeah, no, that's.
I don't think that means that he's in love with Moraine.
You know, like platonic love.
Okay, but you didn't say that. You said the controversy would be they would try to make it romantic. And that
to their credit, they have not. They have not mentioned Nynaeve once, which I think is, it's there. It's definitely there between them, I think, but it's not been said out loud. It's not been like, well, why don't you run off to your wisdom? Like, I almost was like afraid Moraine would say that. It's like,
didn't she say something like that in episode 7 or 8?
Oh no, yeah, but not in episode.
But not
one
in
yeah, because right, she was like, right. Yeah, I'm going to have Alana take your bond or whatever. It wasn't like, you know, she could have easily been like, you know, why don't you go to your wisdom? Yeah,
Right.
She
right,
could have.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that glad they didn't
that would
do
have,
that.
That would have, I mean, I, like, that would have, if she was wanting to hurt and cut Lan, that would have hurt and cut him.
For sure. Yeah.
So she still might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I still think people don't really like the extent that they are fighting and yeah. like how stupid they're being. So it's yeah. not controversial in the sense of like, I can't believe you made this change. It's more just like, this is annoying to me and I yeah. don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. You said it would be controversial that Rand will be in the sanitarium. People absolutely love it, I think, with the arrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought so I didn't mention it specifically last time because I was trying to stay away from spoilers, but I had heard through some of the interviews that they did that had been mentioned. And yeah. so people, unfortunately, I happened to see people were talking about it and they were like, what is this about a sanitarium? Rand has a job. Like, what's going on? Yeah. This is weird.
I mean, you could turn this and be like, Rand in the sanitarium. And what's controversial is he almost killed someone. So that was controversial, I think, that him yeah. beating up Yan. I feel yeah, like a lot of people have talked about that being a little bit controversial in terms of, wait, I yeah. don't know if I like what he did there.
Well, I think he's under
yeah, yeah. The well, we have reasons. Of, yeah, we have a lot yeah, of reasons yeah. for why yeah. and what happened. Yeah. And did we yeah. see actually what we saw in all these things?
Yeah. Right, yeah. right, right. But the choice itself of having him work there, I think worked.
Yeah.
You know, both for the Errol scenes and then also ultimately the Loghain scenes. I yeah. think it worked.
Yeah.
Are there other things that were controversial?
I think we talked a little bit about the Lan fight. So I don't think there's need to go into that more. I don't think there has been too much Varin controversy other than the acknowledgement that this might not be exactly the Varin that we were thinking of. This is, you know, people have called her Varin Dean, you know, because she is clearly mm-hmm. Adelius's sister and Van Dean is not there. But I don't feel like there has been too much controversy because people have been like, let's see where this is going. Mm-hmm. Let's see more of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I think Mira Sal has done a wonderful job in terms of portraying what's been given in terms of the script. So that's definitely the one that's there. What about you? What have you seen?
I've seen people complaining that Leandrin is too likable. But that's, you know, that's nothing new. That was happening in season one too.
Yeah.
I also feel like a few people have been complaining about the fact that they got rid of the opening credit theme.
Yeah.
And then like missing that music and missing the... I definitely miss it, but I like
the trade-off.
More time
yeah,
now.
Exactly. Yeah. The trade-off is definitely worth it. So yeah, even though I miss it, I think it's a choice they made, and I'm glad that they made it, knowing that time is valuable on a TV show.
Yeah. I don't think it's a controversial choice. I think it's just a choice that some people are a little bit sad about.
Yeah.
But we can go back and watch it anytime we want.
Right.
If
exactly.
We really want to see it.
Yeah. Let's do it right now. Let's watch it right now. No.
Who in the fandom will do the lights work and how? So I think we didn't make any specific predictions. We just kind of talked about like, yeah, people will make meme templates. They'll find timestamps maybe. I had said maybe someone will interpret Maiden Hand Talk. Obviously that didn't happen because there was no Maiden Hand Talk.
There were no maidens. Maybe there were. We didn't see them. I have to go That's back true. And look at the rooftops in Atuin's Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was an Aiel hiding there.
Maybe. Actually, Melindra just told me today that Magdalena Sitova is in episode 3 and is credited in episode 3. And I'm like, okay, well, where was she? I mean, obviously not as Tigraine, but as a stunt person.
Tigraine so was in episode 3.
That makes no sense. Why is she in episode 3? What did you think people would do for the lights work?
I thought, you know, people would like break down, you know, the channeling and look at different color weaves. And there are people who talked about it, but I don't think we've got enough to get that much. But there was, you know, certain people who who definitely talked about, you know, oh, when they did the water purification weave, that, you know, how Alana was drawing the water out of the earth from the earth, and so it's really well done in terms of that. So I don't think we needed that done because Alana did it for us.
I'm sorry, do you mean the Brita weave? That's what
Brita
it's called.
Weave, yeah.
The Brita weave, yeah.
The Brita weave, yeah. Nice. But yeah, I mean, in terms of timestamps and stills and clips, during the stream, during the pre-guiding guiding stream, Wild Gardenia was just, you know, totally on top of
amazing.
Getting, yeah, so thank you so much for doing that. And then I think Dale Harris also was sending me a lot of stills that were awesome. So yeah, I mean, people who did that, kudos to you. It was, it was awesome to see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that really helped with the live stream. Having like actually seen a 12-hour live stream happen from the behind the scenes perspective, I very quickly realized like there's not much you can do unless you have something to look at,
yes.
You know, to like analyze in depth, or a scene, or, you know,
and you need
a break
yourself, right?
You know, and then also, yes, that's the other thing. Like,
you
don't realize,
like put it on screen and you're stretching, taking a drink. Yeah,
it's hot in there. It's cramped. Even sitting down, like
pick your nose.
Well, maybe you do that. But I don't do that.
Yeah, you don't have a nose. Yeah.
Not a functional.
Hi, I'm a wolf sister, but I have no powers. What are you feeling right now? Fear? I couldn't tell.
This wasn't supposed to be a laughing episode. This is just, you know, this is a season 2 breakdown episode.
Yeah.
No, but like whether you're standing the whole time or sitting the whole time, like doing one thing with your body for that long is just not normal. And I feel like I'm still recovering from it. Like I've had to do stretches and like walk around a lot to kind of undo it. So yeah, not only are you doing the lights work for the fandom to enjoy the live stream, you're also doing the lights work for the hosts to get a break. So thank you for people who did that. I saw a really cool one that I thought was,
so cool.
I think took some work, and I unfortunately don't remember who did it, but I'll certainly put, and I don't know if y'all know this, but we always put all of the links to everything we talk about in our episode descriptions. So, it, you know, we don't expect that you just know like all of these things that we mention that happen in the fandom or all the references that we make. So if you haven't already checked that out, please do, because we always put those links. So I will put the link for this tweet and give that person the credit they deserve. But someone did a side-by-side comparison of the video clips of Ishii shielding Moraine and Liandrin shielding Nynaeve. And they look almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool.
Yeah, people had commented about how Ishii's are like more precise and like sharp. Mm-hmm. Well, Leandrin's aren't, so, you know. So yeah, no, that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah. A lot of other things, you know, people just trying to maintain fandom engagement. Like, I saw this really cool thread of, like, thought questions that Onkaldazar put on Twitter. A lot of people were responding to, quote, tweeting, answering different questions about season 2, which I thought was really nice. And then Alyssa, One Power Ballads, she's already come out with an Adelaus parody. So
I haven't seen it yet. I bookmarked it and I will see it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people are doing their thing, and it's great. I can't wait to see what else comes out from people. So we also asked like what our biggest wish was, like what, you know, is our hope for the premiere, and you said you wanted to feel back in that world again. You wanted to like have that immersive experience with the music and the world.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you got that?
Oh yeah, I mean totally. I don't think I think most people got that and more. So yeah, that definitely was true.
Yeah. You also said you wanted the fandom's reaction to be overwhelmingly positive. Do you feel like that's true too?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
You know, most people they've watched it and liked it, and then I'm like, I don't know about that, and have watched it and like, actually, you know, I like that too. So that there's like this, and the things that maybe they're not too, they're like, let me see where this goes. So I think the fact that, you know, the reaction has been overwhelmingly positive, and that's kind of reflected by a lot of the ratings and things like that. I mean, obviously, I don't know if that really means anything because of just how in the internet and social media works. You know, people like to rate in a way that is not realistic at times. But I think the reaction in general has been really, really positive.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You didn't want it to go by too fast. I don't think that wish is possible because it is going to go by too fast.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I really tried. I tried to be in the moment as much as I could while watching it, while discussing it after, and to just really take in all of the fun things that we were doing all last week. But I'm pretty sure I actually said after episode three ended, I was like, it's over now and I'm sad. Like I didn't want it to be over, and it did feel at that point that it had gone by too fast. So maybe I need to adjust my
I mean, on
expectations and
Thursday we'll be
come.
halfway through.
Why did you have to say that? Like I didn't want to.
Hey,
Thank you.
realism.
Yeah,
It's here. It will be
you're right.
gone in less than a month.
This is true.
Yeah, or a little over a month. But hey, we'll have that time.
We will, and then we could rewatch and,
There are
you know.
no endings or beginnings to the rewatching of season
This
two of
is true.
the
This is true. Yeah, and every time each season ends, we'll then have like exponentially more episodes to watch before the next season.
Exactly.
So you can do a season one and two rewatch before season three, and
Exactly.
like reading the books.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that like surprised you that kind of became a fandom thing over the last week?
I think the American slash Southern accent I thought was something a lot of people were like, whoa, they did it. They actually did it.
Yeah.
And we saw Sarah Nakamura in chat saying, not necessarily Southern, it was just American accents, and it was kind of up to the actors to decide or come up with, the team in terms of how they were actually going to portray that. And on that note, Alwyn, Jessica Boone's performance was just so good. Kind
So
of that
good.
monologue that she had, and that
Yeah.
eerie smile, creepy way she did it was just so
Yeah.
good. It's like, like she was it was I'm trying to think how someone put it. There was like, it's like Christmas, or like it's like, like I forget what they said, but they put it, they I don't know if you remember, but someone like
Yeah.
said it perfectly in terms of like, someone who was, she's like a believer in this, right? And like for her to like get her chance to do that speech was like finally like your moment to shine. So it was kind of the feeling that you want to get from the Seanchan, right? They're foreign, they're creepy, and they have a way of doing things which is not what you're expected, that you expect to happen. So,
Yeah.
they it's weird, and it's
Yeah.
they she did she exemplified that really well.
Yeah, it was pretty perfect, I would say. It just everything worked. Her voice, her accent, her costume, her delivery of that speech.
The fact that the people in that scene.
Well, that too. Yeah, I mean, that was like a whole other unexpected fandom reaction thing that I was going to mention is like, of course we didn't know that there would be this huge reaction to Uno because we didn't know exactly what was going to happen. But not only that it's now become about Jessica and Guy. Like this here's this couple that's married and this is the scene they did together. I think people are really kind of enjoying that, commenting on that, yeah. Retweeting both of them.
both of them. I wouldn't call them cryptic tweets, but their tweets had double meanings, especially.
Yeah.
Guys really cracked me up when he was like, I had a killer throat, sore throat.
Both of them did some excellent tweeting about what's been going on in their lives.
For sure.
Yeah, it was awesome. Wink, wink. So yeah, we'll put links to those tweets in the show notes.
Yeah, I think that part has a silver lining.
Yeah, it makes me feel better about the whole thing, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you know, guy is tweeting and I'm like, you're alive. Yay. Yeah. Like, you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah, they've been really cute. Okay. So we talked about our favorite memes. Did you have like a favorite tweet that you've seen? I know we talked about a few already, but was there one that you really liked?
There was like a quote tweet reply to, so the Innkeeper Hatch put out Celine, period. And then everyone afterwards just quote tweeted that and said their favorite character or their favorite whatever. So like, you know, Kevin did Elaine, period. I think Maury did Ishamael, period. And, you know, it's many different, like Varen and, you know, all the characters that we, that people liked and saw, made it a thing. Like Alwyn, I think Takaranre did Alwyn.
Nice.
I could be wrong there, but yeah, I definitely saw that. So yeah, it was just good to be like, hey, the variety of things people really liked, and that's all that, you know, they want to talk about or, you know, say that, just that, was good to see.
Yeah. Someone did Errol. They might have been Takaranre. Did Errol. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody did. But yes.
Oh, exactly. I love that one because it's not just like one person's tweet. It was like a community thing. Yeah. Like everyone was getting in on that.
Well, I mean, it could have been, you know, it was a, you know, Innkeeper Hatch's Celine obsession, but it was like, no, it's about them all.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh, I can't follow that. That's so good. But I did want to shout out a thread that I saw today from Randalina. It was this amazing thread about Beltane and how each main character's lanterns were constructed.
I was like, no way.
Oh my God.
I was reading it and I'm like, no, really? Wow.
Yeah, like the emoji with the head exploding. Like wow, she really like analyzed. It's lovely. So again, I'll put the link in the comments, but you should definitely check out that thread because it's really very poignant. I mean, I loved that scene. I was like crying through the whole thing. And I thought it was really
well done, you know?
So good.
And you know, some of the juxtapositions, right? The fact that Rand was hanging it again, like, you know, like that. And the fact that Perrin found a stream.
Right. I mean,
you know, so that, you know, it was like a similar scene to last time. But this time, putting the ring and that. I think that was like one of the unexpected things where I was like, I actually feel stuff about Beltane. Like, I don't care about Beltane. Like, Winter Night happened in the books. And it's like, whatever, Winter Night was Winter Night and Beltane was Beltane. But for them, Beltane has changed forever.
I just love that they were, you know, this season, they're all separated, right? Yeah. And to have that thing unite them all, and they were all doing this at the same time. I mean, that's my favorite part of the books, right? Is each of the characters and then how they're stronger together.
Yeah.
So just like seeing that.
Okay, so this is what I want.
Visualized.
So they do need to do Beltane every year now, though, every season? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they do.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do, but it would be cool if they did.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's it as far as episodes 1 through 3 and our predictions and fandom reactions. And obviously so much has happened within the fandom since the episodes came out. But do you have like another favorite fandom moment from this past week?
Yeah, I think this happened around the time the episodes came out, like Thursday into Friday. It was... I think the Twitter chaos or, you know, just the production team sent a lot of fans this box of goodies.
Yes.
And it was basically like the box the Helena Valera is in. It was like a bathrobe, a cap, and I haven't seen like an unboxing thing or like what else is in there. But it was just cool that, you know, that there was fan engagement like that. So it was good to see different people showcase that. And yeah, I hope they, you know, that's something that they did. But maybe if they have like a way to win that or something, you know, so continue to have an engagement like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to know how to get one of those Watt swag boxes. So Twitter of Chaos, if you want to send one to the Lights Work, we would be happy to post an unboxing video for you. I'm definitely not jealous at all. Those bathrobes look super cozy. I think they were like all different colors too. Like I saw a few different colors of the robes.
I mean the maroon.
The hats too. Yeah, maroon is nice. Yeah.
I like the Rob Christensen from Weekly Week News doing like a couple of poses. So yeah, that was
pretty cool. Did he? Yeah. I missed those.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think there were these poses that should mean something that it flew over my head. So someone explain that to me. Because I feel like Brian like laughed a lot at one of them and I was like, yeah, I enjoyed it, but I didn't think it was that. So I clearly didn't get it, but I liked it still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you send it to me, I'll try to explain it to you.
Yeah.
Mine is like a personal one. I couldn't think of like a fandom-wide one, but, you know, it was something that happened while we were watching the first three episodes, which we saw in a private movie theater setting with, you know, just maybe like 10 people. It was a very small group. And again, that feeling of being together while we watched, I forget exactly what they said, but like before... Like as the lights were going down and the episode was starting, it was this feeling of like we're embarking on this adventure together. And somebody yelled like, I love you guys or love you or something. And it was just like really, to me, it just like made my night because it was like, oh, we're like, well, no matter what happens, we're in this together. And, you know, like we'll be okay because we have each other.
Yeah.
And that just was special to me.
Yeah. No, that was pretty cool. The whole experience. I think was, yeah, I could not imagine doing it a different way.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Do you remember what they actually said?
Oh,
was it like,
I don't remember
love you guys?
Nothing. Or... Yeah, I don't
remember. You remember nothing.
At that point,
I that like blank face dissociative state the whole time.
I was. Although I do feel like the first episode, I spoke more than I would have expected myself to speak. I was like, doing a little more commentary than I normally would.
You were pretty chatty, I have to say.
Yeah.
I was like, I wanted to shush you a few times.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Like, stop talking.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, so what about what? I should have seen that coming. We haven't done Watt in the Wild in a while. I don't have many
Watt in the Wild in a while. Watt in a while in the wild.
Yeah, so I wanted to be able to share my friends' reactions to watching season two, but none of them have watched it yet, as far as I know. My brother-in-law, Nick, he told me he's waiting for all of the episodes to drop, and then he's planning to binge watch 1 through 8. Because he doesn't like to wait and he doesn't like spoilers. So he's trying to stay away from, he's not really on social media, so I don't think he'll see a lot of spoilers. My friend Ruth, I texted her today to ask her if she'd seen the episodes yet, but I haven't gotten an answer. So we will keep you posted. If you have anyone you know that's watching season two and has some thoughts, especially if they're a new book reader or a non-book reader, let us know. We can talk about it. Do you know anybody else who's been watching season two?
No, not. Yeah, I don't think so. Anyone that hasn't read the books or, you know, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there might be more people, though, because didn't you said to me something like you feel like Wheel of Time is going to be big. And like people will, more and more people will start watching it. So do you think it will ever be the kind of thing where you like walk into work and someone's like, oh my God, did you see Wheel of Time last night? Like, will that happen?
I don't know. I don't know if it will happen right now, but I think if the whole season is good, people will be like, yeah, you need to be watching this. So I think the first three episodes are a good kind of indication that might happen. But I think it's too early for that to have happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Any thoughts about episode 4?
We're not ready.
You're saying that because you've seen episode 4, right?
We're not ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't ready for 1 through 3 either.
No, so. You are not ready for episode 4.
Wait, okay. Have you seen episode 4?
Do you know the title of episode 4?
I do know the title of episode 4.
Yeah, okay. You're not ready. And as you see around here...
You're the worst. You're the worst. Well, I guess I'll find out why I'm not ready
Thursday.
In a few days.
Yeah. 8 p.m. Okay. Eastern.
All right. Well, until then, that's what we say later. That's not what I say now, right?
Yeah, if you like what we do, follow us on social media. On Twitter at LikesWorkPod, on Instagram at TheLikesWork. And we have an amazing website with merch. Likeswork.com and join our Discord. It's a lot of fun. And also, if you're willing and able, join our Patreon.
Thank you for saying all of that. Also, links to everything we talked about in this episode will be in the show notes.
Yes.
And you can also leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. And until next time, it's your turn to go out into the world and do the Lights Work. The Lights Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Lights Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, follow us on social media, or sponsor us on Patreon.